Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is a musician here to play us a tune or two and preview her Folkfest set. Welcome, Fisherwoman, Mom, and so much more, Melanie Brown.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here, and I'm very much looking forward to chatting with you on today's program. But I thought we could first start with you playing a tune for us.
Sure. I'm going to play a song from the Folkfest set that I'll be doing with my boyfriend, Marcus Beckman. We call ourselves Eminem. We'll be playing at 7:30 on Saturday. It's a Bob Marley song called Steer It Up. Steer it up, little darling, steer it up. Come on, baby, come on and steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. It's been a long, long time since I got you on my mind. And now you are here, darling, it's so clear what we could do, baby, just me and you. Come on and steer it up, little darling, steer it up. Come on, baby, come on and steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. You push the wood and blaze my fire. Then I'll satisfy your heart's desire. Said I'm gonna steer it, baby, every minute. All you gotta do now is keep it in it and steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. Come on, baby, come on and steer it up. Steer it up. Quench me when I'm thirsty. Cool me down, baby, when I'm hot. Your recipe, darling, is so tasty. And you sure know how to steer my pot. Oh, I'll steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. Come on, baby. Come on and steer it, steer it, steer it together. Little darling, steer it up. Come on and steer it up.
All right. You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder, and we have just been listening to the beautiful sounds of Melanie Brown, who will be performing on Saturday night. Melanie, that was so great. I wanted to start singing with you. I refrained myself, but you were talking before we went on the air that that was one of the songs you didn't have time to fit into your Folkfest set. How did you choose the songs that you'll be performing for us?
Well, actually, that is a song that we decided that we are going to do, and we're going to close out with a song that we couldn't fit in. We only have 15 minutes, you know, so it really limits the amount of time that we have to play. And we wanted to be able to fit in three songs. We've only worked up four songs together so far. We just started playing music together a little over a month ago. And so we had to keep one of our four songs out.
And they're all Bob Marley tunes.
All, yeah. Bob Marley.
How did you land on Bob Marley?
Well, Marcus Beckman, he's a bass player who I'll be playing with. He's in a reggae band called the High Fives. And so we decided to just kind of stick in that vein, in the reggae vein.
Great. And what other kind of music do you do personally?
It's kind of all over the place. There are a few country songs that I like. There's an old traditional that was one of the first songs that I learned how to play, Tennessee Waltz. And there's an old Hank Williams song that I like to play. But then there's some more modern singer-songwriter songs that I like to play. Like there's a Bon Iver song that I really like. And then Head and the Heart. So it's kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And is Folk Fest the only time that you play out, or do you play out throughout the year?
This is actually my first Folk Fest.
Oh, that's exciting.
So, I'm excited to be finally doing this because I've thought about it for years. But lately I've been just trying to play out more. And this winter I feel like I kind of stepped up playing out because of an open mic that Marion Call hosts, the Mountainside Open Mic. Mm-hmm. She's created a really safe space for people to explore and try things. And up until that point, I was mostly just playing in my living room, which was was really good. I found that music is my medicine. So I've always enjoyed just playing at home. But lately, I've been feeling more of a need to share with people. I find that it's just such a nice form of exchange of energy. I really like that form of sharing, mm-hmm, with an audience.
And performing with Marcus this week, is that unusual for you to play with other musicians, or when you're some of the other performances you've done, you've been teamed up?
It is actually new to me. Marcus is the first musician that I've played with, and he's been really generous about bringing me into it. I'm hoping maybe we'll have a chance to play with more people. But for now, this is what we were able to put together in time for Folk Fest.
So what has your preparation been like for Saturday night?
We try to play a few nights a week and just move through the songs and break them down if we need to. But lately, we've been just trying to just go through our set and treat our set like it's one big song. Because our time is so limited, we need to be able to be swiftly moving through it.
Mm-hmm. And what is Folk Fest week like for you? Typically, this is your first time performing, but what do you typically do during a Folk Fest week?
Well, I try to get out and listen to other musicians, uh-huh, because it's so inspiring, to see other people. And it's kind of funny, too. You can learn little hacks by watching other musicians, too. Just little things that are worth trying, and you just never know how they can help you along in your own music development.
Yeah, and particularly this week, you're at the end of the week on Saturday night, so you have a whole week of watching performers and taking cues from them. Anything of note that you've seen so far that you thought, I should try that when I get on stage?
Well, I got to see the Sandwiches on Monday at the Alaskan, and it was really amazing to see those women singing together and harmonizing and... This doesn't really answer your question directly, but I definitely see that as something that I need to work on, is maybe developing my ability to harmonize if I'm going to be singing with other people. So it was cool to watch what they were able to do with so many voices coming together.
Mm-hmm.
This week, so far, that's, I guess, all I can really cite.
Yeah. So I'm looking at your lovely guitar, and you have some special stickers on there. Can you tell us about the stickers that you've chosen to permanently put on your instrument?
Well, this one sticker, it's the
Omani Padme Om.
Yes. Uh-huh. A friend of mine gave this to me when I first started learning how to play guitar years ago. I started plunking around on a guitar one summer when I couldn't go fishing. I found out just before my fishing season that I had to have a surgery. And after you have any kind of surgery in your torso, you can't lift anything, you know, so obviously fishing was out because it's very heavy work. So I started learning some basic chords, and then my friend gave me this, and I thought my guitar was the perfect place to put it. But this other guitar is from a woman in Bristol Bay. Her name is Abaya Moore, and she's a painter and graphic artist. She lives in Aleknagik by the lake above Dillingham, and she designed this. So for those of you who can't see it out there, they're salmon, and they're in a love embrace. And the sticker says, make love, and then there's also a no pebble symbol on there. And I like to think that when I make music, it's a form of love that I'm making too.
And then you have a beautiful heart. You haven't addressed the lovely heart that's on your guitar.
Just felt the need to emphasize the love part with a heart.
Very good. Well, we have Annie Bartholomew in the studio who's taking photographs today. You can go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon to see photos of the lovely Melanie Brown and her guitar with some special stickers on it. Melanie, so again, you're going to be performing Saturday evening at 7:30 on the main stage. Anything else you'd like to share with the audience before you take us out with your last song?
Oh, just that I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to get out and play and see other people play. And this Folk Fest is really an amazing coming together of people. And I'm happy 45th anniversary, Alaska Folk Fest.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited that you get a chance to perform for us on Saturday evening and that right now we get this treat of hearing you live in the studio.
Thank you. I'm going to play another Bob Marley song, and it's called Satisfy My Soul. And hopefully I won't schlub the B minor chord too much.
Don't you rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Ah, please don't you rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Telling you that, oh, oh, wahoo, I like it like this. So keep it steady like this, and you should know by now. I like it like this. I like it like this. Yeah, satisfy my soul, satisfy my soul, satisfy my soul, satisfy for every little action. There is a reaction. Oh, can't you see what you've done for me? Happy inside, home, all of the time. When we bent a new corner, you make me feel like a sweepstakes winner. When we meet around the corner, can't you see? You must believe me. corner. Oh, I say, baby, never let me be a loner. And then you hold me tight. You make me feel all right. Yes, when you hold me tight, you make me feel all right. Can't you see? Don't you believe me? Oh, darling, darling, I'm calling, calling. Can't you see? Why won't you believe me? Oh, darling, darling, I'm calling, calling. Satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. That's all I want you to do. That's all I'll take from you. Satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. You satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.